Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. Hello. I am recording this upstairs in an office of my house, I guess you would say. There's like a tiny room upstairs in my house, and it's the only room that exists in this upstairs of this house, and I had to close all the doors and all the windows, so it's really toasty in here. So I'm feeling wild. I don't know what's happening to me, but it's like being in a sauna. So just so you know, I just want to put the information out there that that's what's going on with me. I'm quite warm. How are you where you are? Is it cool? Is it also hot? Is it also blazing hot? My Britney Spears cardboard cutout is not with me today. So right now I'm doing this because I need to talk to something when I'm doing this. So I'm talking to, I have a movie poster framed upstairs in this office of Outrageous Fortune. Now you might be like, Outrageous Fortune? What movie is that? That is a movie starring Bette Midler and Shelley Long. If you have never heard of it, if you've never seen it, go watch it. It's pretty incredible. So I'm talking to Bette and Shelley today. Okay, on this episode, I am talking to Casey Wilson about Britney Spears' Greatest Hits album. First, I want to say I love Casey Wilson. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman inside and out. I just love her. Okay, so we're talking about Britney Spears' Greatest Hits album, and I keep thinking, this album was released in 2005. Do you think there was any part of Britney that thought, oh no, are my greatest hits behind me? Like what's in front of me? What's ahead? I feel like maybe she wasn't thinking that because this was in 2005 and the only reason she didn't put out an original album was because she was in her marriage to Kevin Federline. I like to say she was going through her marriage to Kevin Federline. A lot of, you know, when people say, I'm going through a divorce, I'm going through a breakup, I believe Britney was, from the very beginning, going through her marriage to Kevin Federline. That could be a harsh judgment, but I feel like actually, no. And I understand, one, I understand her attraction to Kevin Federline. Two, I understand why Britney proposed to him, because, you know, I think most of us know this, that Britney proposed to Kevin, not the other way around. And I think she did this because she was like, fight the power. I think she was just about fed up with the power structure around her, and she started to fire people. She was over it. And so she was like, what better way to piss everyone off than to marry someone everyone thinks I shouldn't marry? You know, I have this theory that you remain at the age, like if you become famous, whatever age you become famous at, that's like the age you will always be. Did I already say this? Anyways, this is my theory. So I think like when Britney does something like that, it's like, you know, don't tell your kid that you don't like their boyfriend or girlfriend, because then they'll, you know, they'll want to be with them forever. And so I think that that's how Britney was acting within her relationship to Kevin Federline. Okay. So the greatest hits. Also, I know that she had an album ready to go, and I've listened to it on the internet. There's a song called Mona Lisa that was going to be her first single. And but that whole album they threw out. Her record label was like, nah, forget it. What, I mean, why? It's a great album. What was going on behind the scenes? What was going on? You know, some big stuff had to be going on when they had a whole album ready. That was great. It's not like it's a horrible album. I don't understand. So I'm so curious. I do know, and I'm sure many, many things I'm about to say are incorrect. So just like join me for story time. Guys, it's hot up here. I'm in a hot sauna right now, which, by the way, real quick, I'll get back to this. I want to talk about Britney's like long lost album, but I've been going to this place called The Shape House, into this like sauna where you basically get in a hot steaming sleeping bag and you just sweat. And the reason I've been doing this is because I injured myself running on a treadmill. Oh my God. It's like, I'm 36. That's not that, I'm not even 40. And it's like, I was trying to up my fitness game and I'm running on a treadmill and I tear a tendon. Like, what is that about? Oh yeah, yeah. But anyway, so I can't work. I haven't been able to work out or just really be active. It's not even about working out at this point. It's like I can't be fully active in the way that I used to be. And I'm just dying to feel my heart race in my chest in a positive way. I love to work out. I will not give up on this, my fitness journey. But mostly I love it because it helps reduce my anxiety. I'm a very anxious person and I haven't been able to work out. And so I'm trying to find new ways to work through my anxiety. So I'm trying this hot sauna situation. It's quite pricey. So it's not like I'm going every day, but I've been going occasionally. But now I'm thinking I don't need to go to that hot sauna place, because I could just, in the summertime, go upstairs into the office of this upstairs room in my house and just shut all the windows and all the doors, and now we're talking, because I am sweating right now. Okay, so this last album, apparently Britney Spears went to Kiss FM, which is a radio station here in Los Angeles, and she was like, I'm going to premiere my new single, and she showed up with like a rough cut of this song, Mona Lisa, like real rough cut. And I listened to that whole situation when she went to Kiss FM and played it. And it's wild. It's like the beginning of rebellious Britney. And I like it. I say, release that album now. Let's just do it. Britney, I'm calling out to you. You and Larry Rudolph, your manager, you're back. You're better than ever. Let's at the very least release that single Mona Lisa, because I think it's great. Okay. Casey and I talk about a lot of things, but we talk about how we self-soothe. Well, I brought up how I at night will lay in bed and watch old videos of Britney dancing, or current videos, like to keep up on her Vegas tour and stuff like that. Or I'll look for old pictures of when Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams were dating. Because I liked them together. There was something about that combination. I'm happy with where both of them are in their lives. No judgment. I support all your decisions. I'm not saying like be in a relationship that wasn't good for you. I'm just saying that relationship felt good to me. Your relationship when you two were together felt good to me. And so sometimes I revisit that. And I think that should be okay. All right. It's time. We need to talk about Britney. Hi, and welcome to We Need to Talk About Britney, a podcast dedicated to the legendary pop princess Britney Spears. I'm your host, Jen Zabrowski, and on this episode, we're talking about Britney's greatest hits album that was released in 2004, her greatest hits album, My Prerogative. And my guest today is the hilarious writer and actress. I mean, she's giving me some beautiful bangs this morning. Casey Wilson.
Hi.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Jen.
It's so hard. Every time I say anyone's name, I just have this in an intro. I want to say it like how Oprah would say someone's name. It just like keeps happening to me. So.
Well, you're recording in the shadow of Own.
I mean, she's right here.
She's with us.
Oprah's offices are very close by. God, I just wanted to be like, Casey Wilson.
Please, I think it lends itself beautifully.
It really, really does.
To that sound.
Casey, I really am loving these bangs on you.
Thank you.
They're so good.
You know, they are.
They lay so, like, just perfectly.
They lay so perfectly. No, I'm kidding. I have had Jen, I mean, we've only known each other for years, but I've had the same haircut since I was 5. And so this is a huge change for me. So you can imagine I've had some type of mental break. As anyone has who's had a rapid hair change.
You just need to like switch things up.
Whenever I see someone with like new haircut, I'm like, everything okay, baby girl? And it never is.
I know. Well, that's, I've always wanted.
Speaking of, that's a great transition down the line.
Down the line. I've always wanted to dye my hair blonde, like blonde.
You've had it blonde a bit.
I've had, yeah, like a light shade.
But
I've never really like gone for it.
See, I consider you as someone who makes bold hair choices in a great way.
Oh, no, are you saying that I consistently go through
I'm talking things. About someone who's had like all the same like long hair and then like cuts it into like a spiky like radical color.
It is true. Actually, I have a few friends who have gone through it was the start where you're like something is going on and started with the haircut.
It's like where are we going from here?
Yes.
Brace ourselves.
Yes. I'm considering the journey of these first 10 episodes. Like at the end of it, I will have blonde hair. Like the finale is wow. Jen dyed her hair blonde.
And it's such a perfect reveal for a podcast.
Yeah. through audio.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey, we normally start by asking our guests, where are you from? And I want to talk about where you were in your life in 2004 when The Greatest Hits, My Prerogative, was released.
Okay. I am from Alexandria, Virginia, which is right outside, like 5 minutes from D.C., but definitely on the Virginia side, so there's that. And let's see, in 2004, God, I'm like, I was 24.
Okay.
And I was living in New York City. I had graduated from NYU and was struggling. Struggling really sums it up.
What was your living situation?
Ooh, grim. I lived with fellow my comedy partner June Diane Raphael, and we lived with her friend Nan and another girl in like when I say 3-bedroom you're thinking something like nice. It was a 1-bedroom that had been partitioned into 3 rooms, so 2 of them in one where I walked in and got onto the twin bed immediately.
Okay.
And on St. Mark's Place.
That sounds cozy.
It was very cozy. There was every time I would like take my like if I was lying in bed and I would just go to grab my phone on the floor, I would literally always be like brushing a mouse's tail.
Sure.
It was tough.
Tough times.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's fun.
You got to start somewhere.
Thank you.
So 2004, you're in New York and you're struggling. You know,
I'm a personal assistant.
Oh, personal assistant to who? Like, what kind of person?
Well, just a anorexic lesbian environmental documentary filmmaker who I later found out had never made a film. She was a pathological liar.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But did your pay go through?
So it did because her ex-husband was paying the bills and she was paying me quite a bit actually, but she was so unstable. But then also would accuse me at points of stealing, which I never have stolen anything in my life, although June and I were running our 2-woman show out of the office. So in some ways we were stealing like supplies and the phone line.
Making it work for yourself.
We had to.
Mm-hmm. Like Rachel, are you going to just take a water or a LaCroix? I won't consider that stealing.
Yeah. Got my eye on her.
Rachel's like the sweetest person on the face of the planet.
Where were you, Jen, in 2004?
2004, I graduated from college. in 2004.
Stop bragging.
So I had just moved out to LA. My last semester of college, I was in LA. And so I was living at the Oakwood Apartments. Yes. And it was all of the, like.
Wait, are you joking?
No, all Emerson students, now they have like a building in Los Angeles. But all of us, if you came out for a semester in LA, we all lived at the Oakwoods.
Wow. That's quite different than like a semester abroad. It's like a semester in hell.
Yes. But there was something about it that I felt like I found comforting. Mm. I liked the convenience store.
I can see that.
And that there was the pool and a jacuzzi.
You know what? I stand corrected. It sounds great.
and I remember one of your co-stars. I lived in the apartment that
can
I lived in.
Can I guess
in.
Who it was?
Yeah,
I was
sure.
Like, Zach Knighton?
No, it was.
It seems like Zach would be bopping around the Oakwoods.
Now, I wonder if, but it is a Happy Endings co-star. I wonder if I'm saying her name correctly. Alicia Cuthbert? Is that her name?
Yeah, Alicia Cuthbert.
Okay.
It's a well-known name.
I get.
You're like, Tom Hanks?
I'm very gun-shy because my husband, Van, has brought to my attention that I will say someone's name that is very, like, very well known and I will destroy it.
Yeah.
or mix it up. Like, I was watching Barry in bed the other evening and I was like, how old is now?
Bal Hader?
Yes. How old is Bill Hader? I thought to myself and I turned and I said, Alexa, how old is John Mayer?
Okay, everything about that is strange. The main thing that's strange is that you're just like firing off questions to Alexa that you can't even be bothered to look up a wiki.
Oh, it's my favorite thing to do is ask Alexa how old people are. I don't know what that says about me, but I'll just lay in bed.
That's from your upbringing at the Oakwoods.
Yes, child stars. Uh-huh. I just like want to know where everyone stands.
Wow, Alicia lived at the Oakwoods. Interesting.
Yes, in U321. And I used to get her mail. And I thought that was so cool at the time.
Wow, it's funny. I had a gentleman caller, a boyfriend, when we broke up. He lived in the Oakwoods for a bit, and it was very upsetting for both of us.
I'm sure. Once we were done with the semester, some people were like, well, maybe I'll just stay and get the apartment. I was like, no. Like, it went from this clear line of, this is great, I'm really enjoying this semester, to being like, no, this time has ended.
We must leave.
I must leave. And let me be clear, I left and moved into an apartment and lived on an air mattress. So it's like I was downgrading.
And yet upgrading.
Yes.
You've seen that documentary about the Oakwoods, I'm sure.
No, I haven't. But it's like about the kids, right?
Correct.
Mostly. Okay.
It's basically like it opens. I'll spend 1 second on this. With like geese flying south for the winter, they show that. Like geese flying south, and then they show like child stars coming in for pilot season.
Mm.
It's very upsetting. These kids are so much more talented than I am. I'm like, give these people a job.
Well, like Britney Spears. There we go. Child star. Child star. She's made it. We've really come full circle.
Yeah.
But I will say also something that I do have in common with Britney at this time. So this is when she got with Kevin Federline.
Wow. Thank you for entrusting me with this important time.
Yes. I mean, we're talking no shoes. In a gas station bathroom. But like, how do you feel about that? I feel like I might, I don't know. It could happen.
What I've always had in common with Britney, if I may, is my lack of hygiene, like awareness.
Okay.
Not even awareness, just like I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
as
nice.
You're all seeing me here. Like, and I know that sounds gross, but I've always just been the person that's like, what's wrong with that? A lot of things Britney's done, I've been like, and?
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
No problem. Okay, great. Because I do feel... Even the daughter of a podiatrist, I would walk barefoot into a gas station bathroom. I'm sure. Why not?
What your father would say.
What he would say. I'm like, damn you, Dad. I'm not like taking you.
Never heard anyone say as the daughter of a podiatrist.
I'm your first?
I had no idea that was your place in life.
Joe Zabrowski, podiatrist in Amsterdam, New York. If any of you have, you know, bunions.
Please
or
go to him.
Please go to Joe. He came. So my friend Lauren directed this movie on a cruise ship, and I went, and I asked my parents if they wanted to come along, and my parents came on this cruise.
The whole cruise they came on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 7-day cruise.
Was everyone on the cruise and part of the film?
No.
Oh, my God.
Because it's the largest cruise ship in the world. So 5,000 people are on this boat.
Wow.
So the film crew was very small. And, you know, like a few hundred people. And then...
But they were cleared to film, I assume.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And my dad... I bring this up only because my dad ended up taking on, like, patients, like, from the set, from the crew.
On the high seas?
Yes. And my dad was obsessed with... So the lead actors, Kristen Bell. I'm so afraid I'm going
to
say everyone's
name. Went to NYU with and was my next door neighbor there.
Amazing. She, at one point, my dad was looking down at her feet because she kept switching shoes. And my dad was like, they switch the shoes. Like, if I guess if they can't see her feet, she wants to put on comfortable shoes.
Great,
like,
observation, dad, by a podiatrist.
Yes. And so my dad, I was like, Dad, just please, though, like, be cool. We went upstairs. There was one emotional scene happening. I was like, I don't know how seriously everyone takes this. So, like, each actor, I was like, just maybe.
She might not want podiatry tips.
Yes. So, but sure enough, I turn around. My dad is a charming guy. And I turn around and my dad.
I believe it.
My dad is talking to her and I'm like, oh dear God. And then I noticed that she's now taking off her shoes and lifting her foot up and showing my dad. And I was like, oh dear God. And my dad went, he's like, I just went up to her and I said, hey, I've never really done any of this before. And so I just wanted to say, like, I think it's pretty cool what you guys are doing here. And she said, oh, well, I'm sure if I knew what you did, I probably would have no, you know, expertise in that either. And I would think that your job was cool. My dad was like, well,
nice.
I don't know about that. I know, so nice.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. No, I'm kidding.
I'll tell my dad to steer clear of you,
yeah,
Casey.
No.
No, you'd love Joe. You would be having a great time with Joe by the end. Yeah, he's just a good time. But yeah, she asked, she said, well, oh, you're a podiatrist, and she had some issues and wanted him to check it out.
Wow. And did he help?
He did. Well, he said you don't need surgery. She said, well, my mom, I don't want to call Kristen Bella, but I think it was a bunion that she was concerned about. And he was like, you don't need surgery. You're okay for now.
That's great, though. I love that, like, eyeballing something and, like, saving her an appointment.
If anyone's in Amsterdam, New York, and you need a podiatrist, Joe is still in business, at least for another year, I think. So. Okay, but enough about Joe and feet. let's get in here to talk about Britney and releasing her greatest hits album in 2004. Too soon, or do we think that, I mean...
Not too, when I look at this list, it's not soon enough.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. I don't even know what you had to talk about on the other episodes. This is it.
This is the whole shebang. She released My Prerogative, which she recorded for this, for her greatest hits. So she covered Mr. Bobby Brown. And I watched
Mr. Bobby B.
And I watched an interview with Whitney Houston, rest in peace, and
rest in power.
And she was asked by Billy Bush was doing the interview, and
what a cast of characters!
And it was 2004, and he asks her, and he says, you know, like, okay, Britney is covering Bobby's My Prerogative. Would you and Bobby maybe cover Oops, I Did It Again? And Whitney was just, she wasn't having it. She had no interest.
Sure.
No interest. But I think it's a great cover of Britney's.
I do too.
And
it's amazing.
There is this on, yes. Okay, number 16 on this track list that we have in front of us is Having My Fun. I've Just Begun Having My Fun, which was in Bridesmaids. That's how I always remember it, when they're like walking in slow motion down on the plane corridor to go on.
Oh, I love that there.
Yes.
Think that's a hot tip. I forgot that.
Mm-hmm. That song is great, and that song was supposed to be on the album before this greatest hits album, In the Zone, and then they just were like, you know, let's give this a second life, and they brought it over to the greatest hits album.
Wow, give it a little, because I guess I didn't realize, and I mean, you'll soon see, I'm maybe not the best person to be talking about music in general, but I love Britney. But I didn't really know for a greatest hits that they'd bring out things that have never been brought up before. They're like, greatest hits, except these things you've never heard.
We'll give you a couple of,
of our not so greatest hits.
Yes. But yeah, it's Toxic, I'm a Slave for You, Oops, I Did It Again, Me Against the Music,
I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman,
Stronger, Every Time, Breakup Ballad of her and Justin, Boys, Sometimes, Overprotected, one of my favorite songs.
It's, I mean,
Lucky, I'm not a fan of Lucky, but we've had people come on here that are, but I don't know. For some reason, it doesn't do it for me.
Mm.
Casey, were you more into, like, where does pop music live in your life, in your history?
It looms large. I actually was thinking about this because when I looked at, first of all, I was looking at the year, you know, 2004, and then I'm looking at Oops, I Did It Again, and I actually have quite a crossover that year. Because June and I and some friends did a site-specific theater piece, hear me out, in New York City where, you know, you, like, perform on a street corner and then, like, people are like, is this a show? What's happening? And then we just disperse into the crowd and it's so stupid. And it's like, whoa, I think I stumbled upon theater. So what we did was this guy, I know, there's a lot going on. It's a long story, but we all created this piece based around, like, Susan Smith, unfortunately, those mothers that, like, killed their kids. Different topic. And it ended with us, first we were all, like, in prison jumpsuits, and we're in just a playground on the Lower East Side, and then someone pulls out a boombox. We strip down to our underwear and bras.
To make the statement of, okay, I'll let you go.
So unclear what any statements were, but I think we all just, like, wanted to do that. And then we did Oops, I Did It Again, and we danced in a parking lot, and then climbed in our bra and underwear up a chain link fence, all jumped over, and then went different ways and, like, blended into the city.
Wow.
And speaking of fathers, so my dad and June's dad saw it. And it was hard to see it because you're like, where am I going? What time is it starting?
You, like, invited them. You were like,
oh, of course.
Okay.
And anything I've done is inappropriate. I'm like, my father's, like, sitting front row, embarrassing everyone in the audience. And I will never forget. My dad thinks he's very funny, but this actually was kind of funny. He said he was sitting next to June's dad, and they're just, like, embarrassed because June and I are dancing in our underwear to Oops, I Did It Again, and they don't really know what to say. So my dad just leans over to June's dad, and he goes, well, I'll look at your daughter if you look at mine. Oh, my God. Like, this is crazy. What's happening?
Oh, my God. Parents. Parents. Supporting their children in the arts.
Yes.
That you just have to make it work, and that's how they did it.
But I feel like that song was so powerful. It was like, you know, it would make one strip off their clothes.
Yes. I mean,
in a bad neighborhood.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the beginning of this song. Also, I'm just picturing while you're stripping your clothes off and wait, am I making this up, or were you at a jungle gym? Or is this
we were at a jungle gym was nearby. You're not at all. We were on a playground.
A playground. Okay. Because I'm imagining you guys using the space of that you know, the beginning, like the bump, bump, like it gives you a good.
Yes, right, and people were unzipping jumpsuits kind of to the beat. To their prison jumpsuits, don't remember. Don't forget.
Just give this a little. Oh, strip, unzip.
Yep. One person, another person. Actually, it's a really good idea. Now everyone's kind of coming together.
Jumping.
And now we're in formation.
And we've got dads.
Dads. We've got audiences like, oh my God, this is something.
I think I did it again.
And then we did the whole dance.
Wow.
It's so fun to learn that dance.
Oh, it's the best. My friends and I, we went through this phase where in high school, because when Oops, I Did It Again came out, that album, it straddled the end of my senior year of high school and the beginning of my freshman year of college. So to me, it just marks, like, a big transition in my life. I went from all of my friends in high school, we learned the dance and we were like all the dances, and we would perform them at all of the graduation parties.
I'm sorry.
And the guy friends would do the NSYNC dances.
Oh,
this
like a theater crew?
No, just like an enthusiastic.
And were people loving it, or were they like, here they go again?
Loving it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I think a little bit too. I mean, it was, and then going to college and being like, one, that is not cool. Two, no one cares. Like, it was like, we've kind of felt for a moment, like it was like, I fell from grace. Like, I felt, I think we all felt a little, a little taste of celebrity, dare I say.
I did not think you were going to say that. No, but I know it's like dancing with your friends is such a thing that then it does seem to have a clear end point. But I'm kind of like, why? And now we all have to chase it with places like Sweatshop or Sweaty House or whatever the fuck these places are where they're like, we're doing workouts to these songs.
And you're like, can't we just
do it?
Can't we just get together and learn a choreographed dance and do it in unison?
Yeah.
And take off prison jumpsuits and I don't know. Yeah. it was a real moment. But then I went to college, and like I said, it was so not cool. And my sister had gone to college close by to home, and I was like, so all of her, I don't know, it was like cooler in Albany, New York or something, because her friends had posters in her, their college dorm rooms of pop stars. And then when I went to Emerson, it was a rude awakening. And I thought, okay, this will be like the beacon. If I hang this poster up, my friends will come. They will find me. And instead it was like whispers of like I was known as that Britney Spears girl. And it was a tough time.
Seem you've like shuffed that off. It seems you're fine with that moniker.
Well, I took down the posters.
You're a podiatrist's daughter, and now you're a Britney Spears enthusiast.
Oh, what
a life.
It suits
you so much, though.
Oh, yes, all of this.
In a good way.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, I hope. It's too late to change.
Yeah.
You have to be who you are.
I hear you as a huge fan of The Housewives. It's like people are going to roll their eyes, but when they get into it, they're like, why wasn't I already into this? Everyone else was ahead of their time.
Yes. And Britney, I mean, this is kind of what I love about this time. I have a sneaking suspicion that they put out this Greatest Hits album because she couldn't handle at this time putting out a new album. She was running around with Kevin and his wolf eyes, as Annie Mebbin likes to call him. And
Kevin is a creature.
He is.
I'm attracted to him, for starters.
Okay.
But those, like, baggy jeans, and he does look kind of terrifying.
And giant t-shirts. Yeah. Oh, he does look like he's going to go one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I think it's those wolf eyes that it's like, I think I would want him to make out with me.
Oh, 100%.
And they met in a nightclub.
I love that you act like that's like so like wild. Like they met at a cute little coffee shop that no one even, like they met in like an island. Yeah, of course they did.
They met in a nightclub and their bodies just started moving towards each other.
No.
They were dancing.
Oh, because Kevin's a dancer, was he?
Yes. Yes. The dance moves, that's what attracted Britney to him. It's their love language, is movement.
That's the sixth love language. I think there's a lot of these pop stars just go out with their dancers, the Mariah Careys, the J-Lo's, the Britneys, because it's who they're around. It's like, well, I always date actors because that's who's around. Mm-hmm. But with them, it's like, I guess I'll go out with these dancers.
Yes. And also, though, I think maybe that I talk a lot about how, like, Britney, her, you know, she could seem like not the smartest gal in the whole world, but I think that her intelligence lies in her, like, how she moves. Mm. She's, you know, in that way, she's a lot better than I am. I can't move like Britney.
God, no. Yeah. No,
so, like, it's like her, it was like a mirror. You know, it's like this person can move like this through the world.
And was he a professional dancer at this time, or the world had not yet seen his talents?
I think he was a backup dancer. And yes, I think he was a backup dancer for Justin Timberlake for a moment.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow.
So
wow.
She was getting back at him.
She's like, I'll show you Justin. I'll get someone you've probably never even met. He's just danced behind you.
And I relate to Britney because actually in 2004, I was dating someone that I shouldn't have. And it was like he had his own version of wolf eyes. And I think that, I respect that she had a bad boy phase. Now, I wish she didn't have two children with him, maybe, or no, because yeah. I don't want to say that. Yeah. Those are beautiful boys.
Miracles.
It's all worked out well.
Yeah.
But.
And he seems to have moved on. He like has another kid.
Another kid, although recently he is trying to, he wants $40,000 a month from Britney.
And he's saying, I read that, you know, and
on the Daily Mail.
Yeah, of course. I'm all for it. You know what? I feel like this is one of those things where it's like, if women are single parents are taking care of kids, let them get more money. Let anyone get more money. Is that wrong?
No, because it is like when, you know, and thinking about, and how, let me jump over to your world and Housewives world.
Uh-huh.
When Bethany and Jason broke up initially, okay, and it was like he shouldn't get anything, and I felt very defensive of Jason then. I just want to be clear because I think some things have taken a dark turn. But I do kind of feel like she made him snap. I think she's that good.
I know. That, like, my husband and I had a whole fight about that because I'm like, crazy. He gave up his job to like run her business. Like he is, if we say there's, you know, women can take money when they, you know, stay home and raise kids, you know, we have to go both ways on it. And my husband's like, what man takes money from a woman? And I'm just like, all right. But now, of course, I do see he seems to be quite troubled.
Just quite troubled. And I don't think anyone should show up at any child's school no. screaming and shouting. But I do think maybe she drove him to it.
I'm sure.
I think she's skilled in that way.
She's capable.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, wait. Will you just give me a quick timeline here with Brittany? Because we've got Kevin Federline. And what year is the breakdown?
So the breakdown is coming in 2007.
Okay, so we're 3 years prior. I just wanted to situate myself.
And we're... close to the end.
We're shaky.
Yeah.
We're shaky right now, right?
So, yeah. I think it's she, right now we're at a breakup with Justin, and she released her In the Zone album. She kissed Madonna at the VMAs.
Who could forget?
She goes on the In the Zone tour, world tour. She comes back to LA. She locks eyes with Kevin Federline at a club, and they hit it off. She brings him on tour with her. They start having so much fun that Brittany, I think, starts partying maybe a little bit too much. Mm. And she decides to end her tour early, which people were very upset about.
I'm upset. Mm-hmm. My eyes are
she
bulging.
Let people down. They had the tickets and she just.
You know what? I don't think that. I think she let herself down.
Mm. Oh, Casey.
Yeah.
Oh, like guys, she gave it up for a relationship.
Absolutely.
And
that's what just really got me.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, what love can do to a person.
I know. It pulls you off your axis, and you got to keep looking forward, Jen.
You have to keep looking forward, but I also wonder if maybe
she
yes it was
enough.
The relationship was like the thing she needed to take her out of it, but I think maybe she just needed a break.
Sure.
I think maybe that was the start of the, like, the revving up of the breakdown.
I'm always the person
breakdown.
When I hear these pop stars are exhausted. I'm like, get back out there. You're fine. Go make your money.
Go make your money.
Sleep later. You'll get your fentanyl.
Drink some water.
Someone will put you under
yeah.
soon.
Drink your water. Uh-huh. Just hydrate.
Yep.
But, yeah, so she gets off the road early, and then they get married in this wedding in someone's house, and they're wearing the track suits that say pimps and did it say pimps and hoes? I don't know. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Those track suits were like really, really something.
And is her father still managing her at this juncture?
Not managing her in her life, but not managing her. But you know, he's still the conservator of her.
I know.
That is 10 years. So her breakdown was in 2007.
What's his name? I don't hate him.
Jamie,
of course.
I don't hate him either. I mean, I think Jamie. He showed up. He makes her grits in the morning and like takes care of her kids. And
I know, that's what I mean, because I watched that documentary, you know, that came out about the finding her dancers.
Yes.
On an airplane. I was weeping at points.
Yes.
It's so amazing. But I was like, I like Jamie.
He's the I watch that often. And when he said like
often.
I do. Wait, I just need to be honest. Sometimes to soothe myself, I'll lay in bed. And especially when things are really going wrong, I'll do one of two things. I'll look at old dance clips of Britney Spears. Or okay. I'll look at pictures of Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling when they were dating.
Okay, I have a similar one, but it's just so weird. I will look at photos, and I scroll through them a lot. And I don't even love this show. Like, this isn't even a show I watch a lot, but I love them so much. It's just Keri Russell and Matthew Rhys.
Yes.
From The Americans.
They are so beautiful.
I know. And they date in real life. And he's so funny. And I'll just really take myself down memory lane. And by memory lane, I mean just like photos of them from the side taken from the bushes.
When like they're walking in New York, with their son. Yeah.
Strolling.
They are such a beautiful couple.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, yeah. It said pimps on the back of the male's tracksuits.
And okay, there's Kevin in that like
fedora.
That was his signature.
Yes, with braids at a couple of points.
Kevin single-handedly made the fedora, like, it's just kind of synonymous with like an asshole or like a kind of like guy who thinks he's so great or like takes himself too seriously. And I know that might be controversial. But now, you know, like when you see a fedora, you're like, ooh. What's happening? That's similar to the haircut for a woman. Like, what's going on, buddy?
What's happening there? And the fedora and the trucker hat got by for a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. It had a tiny moment. And then I think.
But the trucker hat, like, propped atop the head where it didn't even come down at all.
It's like, what's it doing? It's just, like, shading just that front part. Yeah. Just giving you a little shade. I know, like. It really, you had like airspace.
Yeah, it rested. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, you know, where you would take it and kind of like break it in with the bill. It was like, no, straight across.
Straight across, yes. Did you ever dabble in the trucker hat?
I never did.
Good for you. The dark arts.
I never did. Did you?
I did.
Did you dabble in like a juicy sweatsuit?
I did.
Okay, like a pink one?
I cannot tell a lie. Yeah. Mine was...
See, you have a great body for it.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't even, like, get them up.
I don't know.
My trunk.
I don't know if anyone... I don't know if that really accentuates anyone's body. Mine was powder blue. Baby powder blue.
That's so funny.
And it was really... It was... I liked it. It seemed like... you know, this is pre-athleisure being like in vogue. I would, I thought it was a put together look to wear to acting class in college. Like,
okay, I can see that. Like, you're cozied up, yeah.
Yeah, and you needed to do like movement, like rolling on the floor and like things like that.
Now, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at the photo of Britney on the cover of this CD. CD, right?
Yes.
She looks amazing. I mean, her body was unbelievable.
Have you seen it lately?
Yes.
Do you know that on her Instagram, she posted a picture of herself in little clothing and that Gwen Stefani commented? And Gwen Stefani, this is all she wrote. Nice body.
That seems mean or something. It seems like shady. I mean, it's amazing, but
was
there an exclamation point? Was there a flame emoji?
I cannot recall, but it was just, I don't think there were any emojis.
It was just like, nice body.
Nice body. But Gwen Stefani really tends to her physical outward appearance.
Yeah.
So she's I think it was actually like a
respect. Game recognizes
game. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Britney is looking.
She looks great.
I mean, she looks incredible. I also like that if you look at the cover of this, like, I like adding something to the shoulders because it makes the rest of you look smaller. Mm. So maybe...
Yeah, this is kind of like an open fur cape that goes up like into the heavens. Hard to even describe it.
Very large furry shoulders. And then her hair is quite large.
See, this is my favorite hair on Britney, which is like bangs, of course. And like, it's just full of extensions and it's so what it is, which is just like, I guess her hair was like this a lot, but I love this look, like full extensions, the curls, long.
Yes. I really love Britney with a short blunt bob, and she was before her time because now those are very in vogue. I mean, a blunt.
You have one.
Yes. And I had always wanted that haircut. And I think it was because it was my favorite Britney haircut.
Okay. I have a question for you about Britney. I've always wondered. Okay. So her style, you know, is something to behold. And do you think it's like so perfect for her in the way like Dolly Parton, you would never once be like, why isn't she wearing something different? It's like she's wearing the most amazing thing she could possibly wear. For Britney, would we have ever had fun to see her kind of like, you know, with like a A-list stylist giving her a whirl?
This is really tough for me because there was a time.
And I don't want anyone to not be who they are. So I'm curious.
That's the thing. Because there was a moment where I loved when Britney would wear these, she would wear a low slung pant, but like a business pant.
I know that exactly was low, the one.
And then she would wear.
It was like a wide leg trouser business.
Yes, a wide leg trouser with a crop top and then maybe even like add a suspender to it.
Yes, and like a circular like metal belt.
Yes.
That slung like one side.
Yes.
It was like, I'm still fun.
Yes. And yes, and she had, and at that time she had that gorgeous, exactly what you're saying, your favorite Britney hair, bangs, lots of extensions, but like curls, but blunt at the end, just like, but the bangs, like the, and they would kind of always split.
Feather, yeah.
Yeah, and like,
So you like that kind of business casual.
I loved Britney in business casual.
Yeah.
It was my favorite
casual
look.
Casual Friday Britney.
And she would wear it with sneakers and she would dance in sneakers as opposed to now where she wears like heels or a heeled boot. And now she's doing more of this like leotard performance look.
One more question, may I ask?
Yes.
And I know this is off topic of this album, mm-hmm. but just quickly, when you've seen her in Vegas, behind the eyes, is she happy to be there? Is she giving it 100%? The way like a Bruce Springsteen might.
Okay, so Bruce. Casey's husband loves Bruce Springsteen.
I don't even love him that much, but what I will agree with is like he's giving everything out there.
Yes, and I mean, Bruce Springsteen is a genius. Like people, I don't think.
And so is Britney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yes. What she does.
Yes, yes, it's true. So I went to her Vegas show twice. And the first time I met her, and as you can see, there isn't a lot behind the eyes. Or Jason McAuliffe says
she might be scared of what you're wearing. Jason.
Okay, I didn't know I was going to meet her. And it was a surprise. So I picked out my outfit. And then as I was dressed, my friends told me I was going to go and meet her.
I would love to see your wedding photo side by side to that and see if which one has greater joy.
I bet Britney wins.
Yeah, you look so like, happy.
I like cried when they told me I was going to get to meet her. But Jason McAuliffe believes that this photo looks like I'm holding a knife behind Britney's back.
It really does. And she's giving her signature like bulge eyes.
Yes. Well, oh, poor thing. But when I met her backstage, I was so happy. And then I left. And my friend, because this was my bachelorette party, and my girlfriends were like, oh my God, how was it? And I was like, ooh, I fear I might have contributed to her downfall. Like, because she I feel like she was medicated, and I know that she's an introvert and suffers from social anxiety. I'm only laughing because that I know this about her. Not that she suffers
medicated
in that way.
Like she was medicated that night, or in general, she takes medicine for anxiety.
I think that she was medicated that night, and I'm like, why have someone who suffers from social anxiety in such a way
do a meet and greet? They don't have to.
That's what I'm like, what is with her team?
I just wonder if like there's some people that come and they're just like, well, you've got to meet this person. You've got to meet Jen Zabrowski.
The daughter of a podiatrist.
Joe's daughter is here.
But so that one she was not.
I know, I feel for her in that photo. She doesn't want to be there. No, mm-hmm. I'm kidding. And, she does.
Well, and then the performance was, it was she wasn't really there. It seemed as though the dancers were kind of like pushing her along. And and I stood there the whole time cheering her on in such a way. Like, I felt like I was like a football coach. Like, at one point I was like, I had a lot of tequila, but I was like, you can do this. I was like, come on, come on. Right. But it was
also
sad.
You had to, because you contributed to this.
Yes. This is all my fault. But but then I went back 2 years later, and it was a different show. And
different story?
She was a different person.
Really? What years were this?
So this would have been 2014. And then I went back in 2017.
Good for her. I mean, she seems to be in a great place.
Great place. Great. A gorgeous, gorgeous man in her life that refers to her as his lioness. And what more could one want?
I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Every pot has its lid.
So, I like that.
It's really cute. And
see, I feel like she's happy right now. I saw a little video of her. You know when she has like her voice? I feel like she was happy. She's happy now.
Oh, I think she's having the time of her life. She's doing these fashion shows. Do you follow her on Instagram?
I do.
These fashion shows that she does of her own clothing is just like incredible.
Yeah.
It just how freeing to put on a dress. And what are her days filled with, though? That's what I'm curious about.
There's a lot. She's with her kids. She's working out massively, I'm sure, at like 6 a.m. in like a humongous gym. She's eating her portioned food. She's, you know, she's busy.
Yeah.
You don't have that body and
just do nothing.
With time on your hands.
No, no. Yeah. Wow. I'm just thinking. I enjoy a workout, and I have not been able to work out in 3 months. And because I injured my groin, but I you have a lot more time when you don't work out.
Yeah,
I'm like, what will I use this time for? Mm-hmm. Talking about Britney is kind of what I filled it with. But I just want to say about her clothing. I would like to see her
naked.
Yeah, I feel like, honestly, that is a better look sometimes.
Really?
I'm not such a fan of these dresses. Should we put them in quotes? I don't know. I think they're just, I would like to see her zhuzhed up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know she's worked with this one stylist, Jamie something, and she, like, people referred her on Instagram, I feel like, as Baby Jamie or something. Baby Sweet Jamie.
Oh, Sweet Baby Jamie?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Who's like worked with, I mean, and is friends with Nicole Richie and like.
Okay, I had no idea. So, you know, maybe I'm behind the times because she's a great stylist. So I'm maybe thinking of like Britney, like in the thick of it.
I believe that even if Sweet Baby Jamie has her hands on Britney, that Britney says no. Like, I don't think Britney's open, you know, for a makeover.
Yeah.
She's like, this is who I am.
Jamie Mizrahi, stylist at The Wall Group and creative director of Juicy Couture. Oh, sounds like a
bring
match
back
made
the
in heaven.
Bring back the Juicy Couture suit.
Okay, wow. She also styles Katy Perry, and I love that dress. Okay, great. So, thank you. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. She looks great, you know, great.
So I think that Britney kind of does Britney. I'm like, does she do her own makeup? Because Britney, even now, listen, I love her so much. I mean, this is clear. We all know I love Britney.
Yeah.
But that makeup, I just sometimes wish she would just get rid of it. We start fresh.
That's what I mean. Like the way Gwen Stefani, when they strip it down, or even Kim Kardashian sometimes. It's like
all the time.
You know when you take your makeup off at night, you're like, I can breathe.
Yes.
That's what I feel like when I see these gals. Now, I'm troubled slightly because on Jamie's Instagram, while I'm seeing Katy Perry, I'm seeing a lot of gals. I'm not seeing Britney.
Okay, so maybe it's not current, but I know at one point she did.
Okay. Okay.
Like maybe a few years ago.
Okay, great. Because I'm seeing, you know, gorgeous gals, and I'd love to see Britney get back in that rotation.
I kind of feel like maybe Britney just like late night online shops and the dresses come and she pulls them out of the plastic and puts them right on.
Yeah.
You know, like. Yeah.
What's her mom's name?
Lynn. Oh, yes, because then her sister became Jamie Lynn.
Of course.
As Jamie Lynn Spears. So they took the mom's name and dad's name. Yes.
Well, Jamie Lynn, though, she's been in my heart lately with everything.
Oh, she has gone through it.
Yeah.
She just had another baby.
Really?
Yes. I think she just had another baby.
Wow.
So I think maybe after the accident that her daughter was in, that, and then once they realized she was okay, they were like, let's.
I was in truly like full prayer mode. I cried when I saw that story. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
I didn't think that they could recover from that as a family if it had gone another way.
I know. Thank God. I truly like really followed that story breathlessly. I was like, I hope this is okay. It was so horrible.
Oh, you can't even like imagine anything happening to a small child. Like, oh, that is so scary. But she's okay.
She's okay.
Jamie Lynn's daughter has done great. Great things. Not on this album because it's not a greatest hits, but on one of Britney's later albums, Britney Jean, Britney and her sister Jamie Lynn do a duet. And the lyrics are very simple. It's they talk about drinking red wine. And now that they've had a glass of red wine, now they're flying on the sky. And then they go, I've had the time of my life. It's really cute.
Very cute. It's adorable. Do you think they wrote that?
I hope so.
Yeah, that's very cute.
Like, can you see them? It's like, let's work it out. Let's just like, I could see Jamie Lynn like strumming a guitar.
Yeah.
To write that hit.
Wow. They do seem like a close family. I want to put that on record.
They've gone through so much and they really, and I know that it's been bumpy, like Britney and her mom.
Yeah.
And then like back together. And in the Lifetime movie, they portray Lynn as quite a villain.
Really?
Yes.
These moms always get a bad rap.
I feel like Danielle knows a lot about Britney.
Danielle Schneider.
Yes.
Yeah, she probably does. Because there's something very theatrical about Britney, and Danielle and I are devotees of musical theater, and there's a link.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is how Britney got her start, was in musical theater. She was on Broadway.
What?
Oh, she was on Broadway. She and Natalie Portman were cast in the same role and would switch off and on.
What show?
It was called like, it was about.
I'm shocked.
It was about a, Britney Spears and Natalie Portman, and they're like on Broadway and they play
wildly
like a bad.
Wildly different casting.
Well, when you're eight or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, they're just like, get the best girls.
Yes. So, and then I remember that Natalie Portman went to Britney Spears's 18th birthday party.
Wow.
Or a New Year's Eve party or something, and they were like together. And I'm aww, like, that's pretty cool. Oh, okay. Let's see.
I love that pairing. That's a fresh pairing.
It was called Ruthless.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
About a girl who'd literally kill for the lead in her school play.
I mean, I'd love to see that remounted. They're bringing everything back now.
Oh my gosh. Bring back Ruthless.
I actually went to camp in upstate New York with Natalie Portman and Bryce Dallas Howard were there. It was like a theater camp when I was a junior
stage
in high
door?
School. Stage Door Manor. But I was like,
you went to Stage
okay,
Door?
I went one summer and I was like the loser of Stage Door Manor. Like I didn't have any friends
that.
But one girl whose dad was like a camera operator. And I was like, she's a star. And I would always see like Natalie and Bryce Dallas Howard. They gave them like Midsummer's Night Dream where they were like, the two leads, and I played like a man in Crazy for You who had like one line, and I was like, God, those girls, like to just touch the hem of their garments, they were so like,
even then you could just feel it.
Well, part of me was like, I can't, well, gosh, how come they got the leads? I was like, because they're fucking famous. Bitch, to myself. I said that.
Oh, what a lesson to learn. It's such
was
a young
lesson.
Age.
And I'm like still, you know, learning that lesson.
Just sidebar, Crazy for You is one of my favorite musicals.
Thank you.
I'm sure you were wonderful.
I played the man in the song that, I can't even say this, they sing one song. It's like, stiff up a lip.
Yeah.
Like the man
yes.
in that duo.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
I would have been there for it.
Thanks, Jen.
I would have been there for it. Okay, last thoughts on this. Britney, it might have been, I think it wasn't too soon that she put together this album, this Greatest Hits, I think now I just want to add a couple of songs like from the albums that she's done since that I would add.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you think that any others would have made it on here?
Okay, so I'm looking up at this board of the album covers. So the next album she released was Blackout, so Gimme More for sure. And then Circus. I love Circus. I love that song. And You Better Work, Bitch.
Well, I mean, that's my favorite song that she's done.
And then on Glory, I mean, I like Make Me. I'm trying to think if there would be, but I mean, and there are plenty of other songs that, I mean, from Vital, like, I mean, Britney, I think ready for her next greatest hit.
I mean, I don't know that anyone's calling for that, but I think, no, I mean, I think this is an amazing album. It's so impressive.
When you go to her Vegas show, though, and even the first time I went, I remember my sister being like, Jen, I couldn't believe all the songs in her catalog.
Right.
It's just nonstop. No,
I get it. I'm seeing that. Even just looking at, like, glancing at these songs, I'm like, wow.
And with everything about Britney, and this is what I love about her the most, she works so hard.
Yeah.
To do
except
this
when
show.
She stopped that tour, she...
Except then.
Except that time.
But she does work really hard.
Oh, you have a show in Vegas? That's like... I think some of the hardest work you could do as a performer.
I thought for half a second you were like, I mean, you have a show in Vegas, and I just like took it. I wore that for half of a second.
How did it feel?
It felt thrilling. Like yeah. I just
no, but you go out there in that desert. You're working, bitch.
Just like in her music video.
Yeah.
She's in a desert working hard.
She sure is.
All right. Guys, listen, if you want to go and listen to this album, I suggest getting yourself, taking your shoes off, hitting up a gas station bathroom, picking up some Cheetos on the way out, and then hitting the PCH and
getting like a full fat Coke or like a cherry Coke.
Cherry
no
Coke.
Diet in the mix. Mountain Dew.
And chew gum while you eat your Cheetos.
Like big league chew.
And then throw the trash out the window and then open up a pack of cigarettes and then just...
Your mascara is like smudged from the night before.
Oh,
wow. Wow, wow,
to be
wow.
Britney in 2004.
I'd like to call for one thing, Jen, which is if anyone knows you or I, and maybe you've done this before, but looking at this list of songs, what I feel calling to me in this, like, you know, mid-30s life I'm leading now is how I best would like to listen to these songs is if we did a private spin class and they just played these songs.
Would our friend Stephanie Keen perhaps
would Stephanie lead this? Keen perhaps do this for us, curate this for us? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to see her later today.
Oh, please. Let's.
I just wouldn't this be a great way to listen to this and work out? We have to multitask at this age.
We have to. I tried to go to a Britney Spears Soul Cycle class, and I like put on my. I have leggings that have all of the. Her song titles, and I'm like wearing my leggings. I was so excited. I went to the wrong Soul Cycle. I said, I will not give up. I got in my car. I drove across town.
You're like, I drove from one end of Brentwood to the other
as fast as I could. And then I get there and I'm like, I made it. And I'm signing in, and they said, we're so sorry. We can't let you in.
Your leggings are embarrassing.
We're already in the third song, into the third song. And so that's where they, okay. I guess.
I'm just going to quickly say into the mic, Flywheel will let you come in at any time. You know I'm a Flywheel. And that's for another time. We have a difference of opinion.
Well, if Stephanie Keen can't host us at Soul Cycle, then we'll just
then
take it.
Then Lacey Stone will host us at Flywheel.
Wow. Challenged. We've made a challenge, too.
Yes.
We've ended with a challenge. I can't wait for this. And my groin is almost ready for it. So
I hope your groin holds up.
Casey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I apologize if we digress too much, but these are all amazing songs.
No, are you kidding me? We talked about how this is what I always say. Whether or not you're a fan of Britney Spears, she has been the soundtrack of our lives for almost 20 years. And even if you think she hasn't been,
you're wrong.
You are wrong. I got the story out of you that you did a choreographed dance to Oops, I Did It Again in the middle of New York and danced naked in front of.
And look, if anyone's interested in a remounting of that, I can also make that happen.
Casey, wow. Again, thank you for being here. All right, guys, we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Bye.
campfire.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.